It's hard to know what to be more excited about. A new brewing business getting its start in an established Port Coquitlam brewery, the flavorful beer or the company's whimsical graphics. But one thing is for certain, the creative team behind Curious Creatures Beer Corp. has a strong future. Head brewer Sebastian Peterson is just 25 years old with dreams of having his own brewery one day. For now, he's happy to produce his beer at Boardwalk Brewing, under a contract with the well-known Poco Brewery, which holds the manufacturing license. Peterson, a Kwantlen Polytechnic University, KPU, brewing operations grad, also works full-time under the guidance of Boardwalk's head brewer Miguel Molina. Molina told the Tri-City News the deal is working out great, and the beer tastes good, which is an auspicious start. Peterson acknowledges that there are challenges with how such arrangements work under BC manufacturing licensing rules. However, without the startup cash necessary for the equipment and location, he's satisfied with the deal he worked out with Boardwalk Brewing. It really allows smaller brands to get themselves established and get their feet on the ground before they have to spend multiple millions of dollars in getting their own facility, Peterson said. So far, Peterson has produced a New Zealand-style pale ale, called Monk, which is full of citrus notes, and, at just 4.5% alcohol content, is a perfect light, summer sipper. At Tri-City News something curious. Eyes beer hashtag Tri-City News hashtag Port Coquitlam hashtag brewery hashtag craft brewery hashtag craft beer hashtag curious creatures musical note original sound. Tri-City News. Together with a sales representative, Peterson is visiting private liquor stores and meeting with BC liquor store buying agents to sell his wares, about 4,000 cans to start. Up next is a West Coast IPA, called Parade of the Western Winds, and Peterson was working on a batch of a Czech pale lager when the Tri-City News visited the brewery and taproom, located at 575 Seaborne Avenue. I like to dive into a local area, said Peterson, who says he wants his craft beer to reflect the terroir of an agricultural region, similar to how wines reflect the soils where grapes are grown. Peterson is working with a team that includes his sister, Tatiana Isabella, an Emily Carr graduate, whose evocative artwork depicts a magical world of curious creatures, and award-winning brand marketer Brigitta Angelica. The beautiful artwork, visible on the website, tells a story and hopefully differentiates curious creatures from other brands. As humans, we are curious creatures, we want to explore and try new things, Peterson said. Meanwhile, his pints will only be available at Boardwalk Brewery during new beer launches, but there's a good chance that, with hard work, Curious Creatures will one day be in Tri-City's liquor stores. Peterson lives in Delta and hopes to open up a brewery in that city one day. However, for now he's content to drive to Poco to brew his beer and work at Boardwalk Brewery, where he can keep an eye on his newest batch.